Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. On Monday, Samsung announced it was delaying the launch of the Galaxy Fold device indefinitely to ensure it measures up to the high standards of the company. Originally scheduled for a launch of April 26th, Samsung says they will announce a new release date in the coming weeks. A teardown by iFixit called the design of the Fold alarmingly fragile, with a sturdy hinge but a 7mm gap between the bezels and the OLED display. On Thursday, iFixit removed the teardown after Samsung requested the partner that provided the device to do so. iFixit stated it will repost the teardown after retail devices are available. It wouldn't be a week of tech news without a couple streaming services. Sirius XM launched dedicated streaming service with two tiers called Sirius XM Essentials and Premier. Essential, available now at $8 a month, provides access to 200-plus channels that include all music, comedy, and news offerings. Premier adds in two Howard Stern channels, as well as NBA, NHL, and NCAA sports, and costs $13 a month starting in mid-May. The services can be played on smartphones, smart speakers, game consoles, and streaming video devices. Tim Ingram at Music Business World reports that, according to industry sources, Amazon is in talks with record labels to launch a new high-fidelity music streaming platform, with one major record label already on board. The service will reportedly cost around $15 a month and offer a better-than-CD quality bitrate, with plans to launch by the end of 2019. The Sri Lankan government blocked access to social media and messaging platforms on Sunday following suicide attacks that killed more than 290 people. The block was put in place to prevent the spread of misinformation, to foment further violence, and according to the Defense Ministry, the block is temporary until investigations into the attack are concluded. The digital rights organization NetBlocks reports that Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Viber, Snapchat, and YouTube are among the affected platforms. Sri Lanka instituted a similar block in March 2018 out of concerns that militant organizations were using them to coordinate ethnic unrest. Alphabet's drone arm Wing is the first drone operator to be granted FAA approval as an airline, securing the legal authority to start dropping products to customers from the air. Wing plans to begin routine deliveries of small consumer items in two rural communities, Blacksburg and Christiansburg in Virginia, within months, and starting to find retail partners in both towns. Companies that receive government permission must also be majority owned by U.S. citizens due to rules imposed by the DOT. The European Parliament has voted to move forward with the Common Identity Repository, or CIR, a biometrics tracking searchable database of EU and non-EU citizens that includes border control, migration, and law enforcement data systems, unifying records on more than 350 million people. CIR will aggregate names, dates of birth, passport numbers, and other identification details, along with biometric data like fingerprints and facial scans, to make it all available to EU border and law enforcement authorities. The CIR is poised to be one of the biggest tracking databases in the world, similar to what's being used by the Chinese government and India's system. The Telegraph reports that during a National Security Council meeting, the UK Prime Minister has approved the use of Huawei equipment in non-core parts of 5G networks in the country. A recent report by the UK's Huawei Cybersecurity Evaluation Center Oversight Board said it could only provide limited assurance that risks to national security posed by Huawei parts could be mitigated. We had lots of earnings report out this week, so here are a few highlights. AT&T announced TV subscribers fell 544,000 and DirecTV Now subscribers fell 83,000. AT&T added 80,000 wireless phone subscribers. Amazon, meanwhile, reported $3.6 billion in net income, beating analyst expectations and setting an all-time quarterly record. PayPal reported Venmo now has 40 million users, the first time reporting on the platform specifically. Facebook beat analyst expectations with $15.08 billion in revenue, but is setting aside $3 billion for a possible FTC fine. They also reported that Facebook Stories, Instagram Stories, and WhatsApp Status each now have 500 million daily active users. Microsoft posted strong earnings in the quarter, which saw their market cap briefly exceed $1 trillion. And in Nintendo earning guidance, they announced a private beta for Mario Kart Tour is coming to Android and not to expect new Switch console to be announced at E3. At a board meeting Tuesday, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences voted not to change its eligibility rules for feature-length films. Any movie that has at least a 7-day theatrical run will remain eligible. Steven Spielberg had led a movement to increase that requirement in order to disqualify Netflix movies, which do not get the usual 90-day theater exclusive run. One change that was approved was renaming the foreign film category to international. And finally, a state court in Tamil Nadu, India, moved to reverse its ban on the TikTok app. The court had previously ruled the app encouraged pornography and caused Apple and Google to remove it from their stores in India. The federal IT ministry will request Apple and Google reinstate TikTok to their stores. It does not appear that this latest decision will be appealed. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.